I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Efforts to repair and improve Amtrak's Southwest Chief long-distance passenger line through southern Colorado and northern New Mexico have garnered a $16 million federal grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation. The grant, known as a Tiger Grant, comes with more than $9 million in matching funds from Amtrak, BNSF, state and local governments, as well as other entities, for a total of more than $25 million. Oil demand is growing in India and China, and according to the International Energy Agency, the U.S. will meet that demand. Fracking has made it possible. Peter Maniloff is an economist with the Colorado School of Mines. He says production is expected to increase mostly in Texas and remain flat or slightly increase in this region.
So the IEA's projection means that for this region, we would expect conditions to be actually fairly similar to what they are now, with generally similar production levels and generally similar prices.
Maniloff says fracking has stabilized oil prices to a middle ground, not too high to hurt consumers, not too low to hurt producers. Wildlife managers in several states will begin surveys this month to track the population of the lesser prairie chicken. The grouse has been the focus of an ongoing legal battle over whether it warrants federal protection. Aerial surveys in states including Colorado and New Mexico will run through mid-May. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.